I'm Derek Bird, editor of Fly Fusion magazine, and I'm on the line today with Derek Olthius, who's a photographer and a cinematographer with Western Waters Media, a film company that has successfully submitted films to the IF4 for the last few years. Welcome, Derek.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this now just to get this kind of elephant out of the room right away, this could be a little bit confusing at times because we're both named Derek. So but really, like, it's not a super uncommon name, but it's not a kind of a Dave, John, or Robert either. So, but anyways, we're both named Derek. Do you know what the origins of your name are before we jump into anything fly fishing related?
Yeah, I think it's German.
It is, yeah. It's Germanic, and it means ruler of the people. So obviously your parents had very high hopes for you, maybe kind of Trump-like hopes for you. But I know for myself, obviously, I've fallen, you know, well short of the whole ruler of the people thing. But
yeah, I don't really see fly fishing as much as a ruling position, but, you know, we're both there, so.
Right, yeah. Your film this year, The Hidden, and absolutely, I mean, it's stunning on so many different levels, right? I mean, you guys are up in Iceland. You're catching absolutely enormous brown. Maybe just take a few minutes to describe your trip to Iceland, or maybe even start with, like, you guys have, is it four members that kind of head out with you guys in film and that are part of your crew?
Yeah. So we've got four people, Phil Tuttle, who does a lot of the editing work. And then we've got Courtney Boyce, who is amazing behind the camera. He's a great cinematographer. And Spencer, who helps us out a lot with different audio and things like that. And then there's me, who just kind of tags along and, you know, tries to fit in with the group doing odd things. So.
And do you guys, are there any nervous travelers? Like the trip up to Iceland, I mean, that's got to be a super long trip. And do you have any nervous travelers in the group? Are you guys all pretty confident? Nobody's using the barf bags or anything?
Yeah, no one's using the barf bags. And, you know, more so than anything, I think Court, Phil, and I are crazy adventure travelers. And Spencer's pretty open for most things, but I think the three of us are pretty willing to do almost anything. Crazy trips are fun for us.
Maybe just take a few minutes and chat about your film, The Hidden. Does it because whenever you're filming something, you always have kind of expectations going into it. But really, when you're filming fly fishing, there's kind of this real time that happens when you're out there. And sometimes, you know, it kind of the things go as is planned, and sometimes things don't. Maybe just describe The Hidden and how, kind of from the behind the scenes, and how things went.
So I guess the biggest thing for us going in, our expectation was we really want to catch one of these ice age trout, is what people call them there. They're, you know, a brown trout that once was a sea run brown that's now landlocked and from the last ice age. So they just nicknamed them ice age trout. So our expectation was, you know, if we can catch some of these absolutely enormous browns, then, you know, we'll just have it made. And the rest is kind of gravy on top of that. But as you said, you know, behind the scenes, the reality is it's not always easy to just show up and catch a giant fish. There's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, some of that is multiple days without any fish and trying to get shots that are sometimes totally unpredictable, you know, like getting an eat or getting, you know, a fight is pretty tough when, you know, everyone's beating the water and trying to catch a fish when fishing's tough. And, you know, that was kind of how the trip went. We had a lot of days where we really, really worked hard to get shots and things just didn't seem to be happening, but we had other days where, man, we just really got into the fish and things worked out. But yeah, it was a cool trip.
And that's quite evident too in your film, where I mean, like you said, you guys hold up. There's a few trout that you guys hold up that are just, I mean, when you're in the theater kind of watching the experience, like, there's people that just have this physical reaction to, you know, you guys holding these fish up right near the end of your film. And obviously, like you said, there must have been a time where you guys, where it was just, it was on, right? Because there's multiple fish that you guys are showing. So was that something you guys worked towards, or was that like day one where all of a sudden you guys were just into the fish, or did you guys have to spend a lot of time out there trying to get those fish?
You know, we had some days on the lake that were definitely not very productive, but yeah, we had other days where a pot of fish moved in and it was just insane. And the expectation was that we'd each catch a few big fish here and there. And the way it worked is really it kind of came at once. You know, this huge school of fish moved in and everyone started hooking up on big fish. And the crazy thing is there, an average size brown trout's about 28 inches in that lake. So for our guide, when we're all three hooked up on a 30-inch brown, for our guide, you know, it was like, oh, that's cool, we tripled up. But, you know, these fish aren't, like, we were over the moon, like, oh, three 30-inch fish, this is the craziest thing in the whole world. And our guide was like, yeah, these are great fish. They're, you know, average, everyday fish for here.
You obviously know these guys pretty well, the guys that you're filming with. So is there, like, you know, or can I even ask this question, which is, who catches the most fish in your group? Who catches the most fish? Or do you kind of all share that title at different times? Or is there somebody in the group where you're like, oh, man, Ultius is into a fish again type thing?
You know, when we went to the Arctic and we filmed Arctic Unicorns, our previous film, it was Phil all the time. I mean,
yeah,
every time we turned around, I was catching another giant dolly, and we couldn't, the rest of us hadn't even caught a fish yet, and Phil had already landed like six big dollies. And so we're just like, okay, Phil, hey, maybe share some, you know, like, you don't need to catch all the fish. But in Iceland, I think it was pretty even. And, you know, I think everyone has their respective discipline where they're just outshine the other person. Like, Spencer is, if there's drive, Spencer is going to crush us. And if it's streamer fishing, then, you know, maybe myself or Court. And if it calls for like a technical nymphing situation or something, then Phil is probably going to be the guy that outdoes us all. So there's definitely moments where any one of us will maybe have the hot hand.
Yeah. What would you say was kind of the thing that stood out to you the most about traveling to Iceland and being able to fish in Iceland?
I think probably the two things that really surprised me the most was just the landscape was so unique there. I mean, I expected it to be different, but I mean, there were thermal vents where steam from lava tubes was just pouring out. I mean, you're just driving down the road and you can see, you know, 10 different thermal vents putting steam into the air, or, you know, you drive by a section and there's waterfalls everywhere you look.
Wow.
There's just lots of cool things like that. Like, it's so varied. You'd be driving and all of a sudden it's moonscape. It just looks like you're on another planet. And then an hour down the road, there's waterfalls everywhere. And then, you know, another hour down the road and there would just be this thick, thick moss that was about, you know, like a meter thick.
Yeah.
Just really thick, squishy moss. And that really surprised me. And I guess the second thing that surprised me was how hard the fish fought.
Mm.
You know, like, browns aren't really known for their huge fights, at least, you know, in the States. But man, these fish went into my backing, I think, every time.
Wow.
They just pulled.
We chatted the other day, and you told me a story I thought it was a pretty unique story. And so maybe as we're finishing up our interview today, maybe you can end with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so what happened was a guy approached me at an IF4, and as a filmmaker, you always hope that people respond well to your films and that they enjoy them. But beyond that, we never have had any real expectations that there was a deeper meaning or anything to these films. So this guy approached me, and he just was telling me that a long time ago he had made the decision to pursue a job in sales. Mm-hmm. And that's what he was good at, and that's how he could provide for his family. He said, but I want you to know that I love fishing just as much as you love fishing, but I can't always get out and fish the way that you guys do in your films. He said, but this is a way for me to stay in the sport that I love. And he actually started getting tears in his eyes and crying a little bit. He got so emotional, he just said, you know, this is really meaningful to me. That you guys go out and you film and you produce this really cool experience that I can come and sit down and live vicariously for through you when maybe I can't get out and go on some of these trips because, you know, I'm working and providing for my family, and it just gives me a way to stay connected to the industry. And for us, that was a really cool, humbling experience to realize that maybe our films were more than just a 15-minute entertainment piece. You know, they actually had some meat to them, and people enjoyed them that much.
So thank you, Derek, so much for taking some time today to chat with me about your film, The Hidden, which is in the eye of four right now. And is there any last words that you want to throw out there for the listeners?
You know, just thanks for watching our films, and if you guys want to keep following our adventures, then you can always look us up on social media. You know, Phil Tuttle, Courtney Boyce, Spencer Higa, and myself, Derek Olfius. And I think Spencer is SOS Fly, Phil is Phil's Fly, Court is Blue Halo, and I'm at Derek Olfius. So, yeah, we appreciate you guys.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me today, Derek.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.